Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video, I'm going to be telling you all about the new Love Ints dating app, Toffee. I've been beta testing this for Love Ints for the last 3 months, and I have been desperate to make this video. So don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. And as I said at the start of the video, I have been testing the new Love Ints dating app, Toffee. I've had my little grubby mitts all over this app, so there really isn't much I can't tell you. I have literally been through this app with a fine tooth comb, and I have been absolutely desperate to make this video and make sure that everyone knows how to use the new dating app by Love Ints. So enough waffling from me, let's get into the video.
Okay, so the first thing we need to do is go to the Apple Store or the Google Store and type in Toffee. And once you've found it, you're going to need to click on the install button. This will download and install the app onto your phone. Once it has finished, all that's left for you to do is click on open. The app will open and you will need to allow permission for the app to use your gallery. You'll be then given two options to sign in, one with your Google account and the other with your Love Ints account. If you're going to sign in with Google, all you need to do is select the account you're looking to use. Remember, you will need to use the email address that you have linked to your Love Ints account. If you haven't got a Love Ints account, there is a video in the top right hand side of the screen now that will show you how to set one up. Once you have successfully logged in, you will need to open the app again, and you'll have to start filling out your profile, which I'll get into in a minute. But what I am going to show you first is how to log in with your Love Ints account. So this time in the sign in page, I'm going to select Love Ints. All I need to do here is enter in my Love Ints account name and type in my password. You also have the option from here to open a Love Ints account in the bottom right hand side. And if you've forgotten your password, you've got the option to recover it on the left. Whichever way you chose to sign into your Toffee account, the next thing you need to do is set up your profile. The first thing you need to do is select your on-screen name, and you're going to have to type that in the box at the top of the screen, and this is what's displayed to anyone viewing your profile. Next, you're going to have to select your gender, and then you're going to have to enter in your date of birth. Once that's done, click on the next button. In the next step, you're going to be asked why you're on the app. So if you're looking for dates, just chatting, relationships, or toy control, this lets people know whilst they're looking at your profile what you're looking for. This can be changed later on, so select one and click on next. You'll then be asked to enter in your profile description. The more detail you give here, the better it is for you. But because this is my test account, I am only going to type in "this is my test account." Like before, once you've finished your typing in your description, click on next. You'll then be asked to select up to 5 interests that you want to be displayed on your account, with the option to add sports as well. Once you're done, click on next. And finally, you have the option to add up to 5 pictures to your account. You have the option to add these from a photo gallery or your camera. Because I'm using a virtual phone at the moment, I can't add any photos because I don't have any saved on my gallery. So once you have selected the photos that you want displayed, click on Start My Trip. You'll then be taken into the Toffee app and you'll be displayed the Discovery page. This will give you a list of people that have been on the app within the last hour or two. All you need to do here is scroll up and down the page, and once you find a profile that you like the look of, just select it. Next to the Discovery tab is the Nearby tab. Once clicked, we're going to have to give permission for the app to use our location. Just click on Allow, and once you do, you're going to be given a list of people that have been using the app within your location. Now, I have made this video on the day of release of the app, so there's not many people here, but there will be as time goes on. Now I'm going to go back to the main Discovery page and click on the filter icon in the top right hand side of the screen. In here you can filter by gender, age, constellations, and the reason why that person's on the app. Once you've selected all your filters, click on the Apply Filters button in the bottom right hand side of the screen. This will reload the Discovery screen and show you all the people that meet those criteria. The next feature I'm going to show you is the Vibes tab in the bottom left hand side of the screen. The idea behind this feature is if you want to connect to random people, you can do by selecting this option. It'll allow you to talk to random strangers and give control of your toy to them. You will need your Love Ints toy to be switched on and connected to the app to use this feature. If you haven't got a Lovence toy, there is a link at the top of the description. My toy is not connected, so I'm going to click on the link icon in the top right hand side of the screen. And the app now will search for your toy. Remember to make sure your toy is switched on and your Bluetooth is switched on. Once your toy's been connected, it will take you to the match page. First, you'll have to select which genders you want to match to. Once you've done that, click on apply filters and you'll be taken to the main match page. You can change the genders that you connect to at any time. All you need to do is click on them on the screen. And when you connect with someone, you can send them a greetings message. If you click on the pencil icon in the right hand side of the screen, you can type your own or you can just leave it as it is. Once you're ready to start matching with people, click on the start match button at the bottom of the page. You'll then see a floating icon in the right hand side of your screen. This lets you know that the match feature is on and anyone you match to will be displayed on this page. If at any time you want to turn off the matching feature, double tap on the floating widget and it will take you back to the match page. From here you can change your genders, change your message and exit out of the matching feature. If you are finding this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. Now we're back to the main page, we're going to click on messages in the bottom right hand side of our screen. In here you'll be able to see anyone you've spoken to or who has sent you a message request. Now if you do know the name of the person you want to talk to, you can find them by clicking on the magnifying glass in the top left hand side and message them that way. And that's exactly what I'm going to do now. I'm going to connect my test account and show you all the features within the message feature. Because let's face it, that's probably what you're watching this video to see. So what I've done here is I've put my test account screen and my phone screen side by side. So you can see what happens in both accounts in real time. The screen on the left is going to have my Lovence toy connected and the screen on the right will not. The first thing I need to do is search my main account, and I do that by clicking on the magnifying glass and typing in my account name. Hit return and it will search for that account, and once it's found it, it will display it on the screen. Tap on it and it will now load their profile. To send a request, click on the chat button at the bottom of the screen. Now in the left hand side of the screen, I'm going to click on messages in the bottom right hand side. There you can see my chat request and all I need to do to open it is tap on it. The first thing you can see I can do is type into the chat box. Both people will have to reply to each other to be able to use the rest of the features. So that means your first message can't be a willy picture. Account A will have to send a message first and then account B will have to reply to that before that feature is unlocked. If you want to connect to your Lovence toy at any time, you can click on the link button on the left hand side. I'm going to click on it now and connect my Lovence Edge 2. Once your toy is connected, click on the X and in the bottom left hand side of your screen it will have the toy name. So to get things started, I'm going to send myself a message on both accounts. Remember, I am sending these messages in real time. Now I'm going to send a message from my main account to my test account. As you can see, the message is displayed instantly. And now that both accounts have replied to each other, we can start using some more of the features. For example, if I click on this icon here, I can send a picture from my gallery. And if I click on the next one along, I'll be able to use my phone's camera. If at any time you're starting to run out of things to say to the person you're talking to, there is conversational starters if you click in the bottom right hand side. This will bring up a couple of random questions that you can refresh, and once you select one, you can send it to the person you're talking to. They can now select their answer and it gives you something you can talk about. Now it comes to the part of the video that I think everyone's been waiting for, and that is how to control toys. Remember, if you are finding this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button. Now that you've got a bit of a conversation going with the person you're talking to, you want to give them permission to control your toy. Well, all you need to do that is click in the bottom left hand side where your toy name is. And as you can see, this brings up an invite button. All you need to do now is tap on that button. What you'll see in the top right hand side of the screen is the request has been received and I can answer it by clicking the green button. Once it has been answered, you can see on both screens that the toy controls are visible. It's important to note here that the person who sent the request cannot control their toy. Only the person who received the request can control the toy. So on the screen on the right hand side, I'm going to start controlling my Lovence Edge 2. And as you can see on the left hand side, we've got a mirror image of what's happening with our Lovence toy. Now there is only one preset pattern we can use at the moment. To turn that on, we need to click on the auto button in the left hand side of the controlling screen. And this will leave us both hands to do whatever we like. Both the toy owner and the toy controller can end the session at any time. To do that, either person can click on the stop button on the left hand side. Now it's at this point of the video I could say whatever I like because everyone's already left. But nevertheless, I'm going to carry on, and if you want to make video calls or voice calls, you will need to click in the top right hand side of the screen. And both of these features can only be unlocked at a later date. And if we click on view, we can see how we can unlock them. And this is a points-based system. And to earn these points, you'll need to interact with this person more. You can't buy these points. Lovince are not trying to upsell you something. All they want you to do is communicate. There will be more features for you to unlock in the future, but for now, we're going to carry on with the rest of the video. Back in the main message center now, and if we click on new greetings, we can see the people requesting to talk to us. And if we click on contacts, it gives us a list of all the people that we've liked. Coming towards the end of the video now, we're going to click on the final tab, which is the Me tab in the bottom right hand side of our screen. This is a fairly self-explanatory page. If we click on the pencil icon in the right hand side of the screen, we can edit any part of our profile. We can add more images, change our self-description, and we can start adding things like our location, our height, and what we do for a living. The final page to show you is the settings page, which you can get to by clicking on the gear icon in the top right hand side of our Me page. In here you can see your account details, change how your notifications are received on your phone, and leave feedback for Lovince. One thing that I did forget to show you is in the message center in the top right hand side, you can see your notifications. In here you can see who's viewed your profile, sent you likes and message requests.
So there you have it, that's how easy it is to use the Lovince Toffee app. I'm pretty sure I covered literally everything within that video. Unfortunately, I couldn't control a toy from both accounts because one of them is a virtual account. And as far as I know, I can't connect my Bluetooth dongle to it. Now I've been testing the app for the last 3 months and there hasn't been many people on it. And now it's officially released, I can't wait to start using it properly. Hopefully you found that video useful, and if you do want to buy a Lovince toy, there is a link in the top of the description below. It is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Lovince's profits if you choose to buy something. If you have got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button. And until next time, peace out.